46 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. On your Thursday, beautiful day in the neighborhood. James and Julie in the saddle with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get out and enjoy the weather last night?
Yeah, a little bit. How about you?
Oh, yeah, man.
It was nice.
Oh, got out and rode the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Bike path. Everybody and the dogs were out.
Yeah.
Everybody was out doing things, enjoying, playing pickleball. And I was just like a summer day, man. Mm-hmm. And well, guess what today is going to be?
81, I saw.
Maybe. Yeah. Record high today. It was record high yesterday. Record high today. Record high tomorrow. Wow. And a record high on Saturday. So,
I mean, that's all great if we get more rain.
Yeah, I know.
Snow.
Yeah. Okay. Looking at the daybook today. March 19th, born on this day. I always want to make sure I say that well. Scottish explorer in 1813, David Livingstone. Wasn't that his assistant, Mr. Livingstone, I presume, or one of those?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was. He set out to find someone, and he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Someone.
His
we
assistant.
Don't know about that person.
It was his assistant. Yeah, I think so. I can't remember the story of that. It's driving me crazy. 1821, explorer. Sir Richard Burton from the Arabian Nights was born on the state.
Oh. Okay.
1848, law officer, wider gunfight. Mm-hmm. Okay, Corral. 1848. Ursula Andress is 90 today. Glenn Close is 79.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Bruce Willis is 71.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs, 68 today.
Hmm.
On the date book, it's absolutely incredible kid day today.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Goddess.
Aren't they all?
Aren't they all? Yeah. Goddess of Fertility Day.
Who's that? Eh?
I don't know.
I think it's... Well. Aphrodite.
Just,
I was a little short
aside,
on time
then?
Today, Julie. I didn't get a chance to explore.
Will you find out who that is?
The goddess of fertility day.
I mean, there's a different one for each.
There's a different
James
one
group. I would imagine.
More about. Is this
I think
for
it's
each
Aphrodite.
Group. There's a group.
Well, I mean, you got the Greek pantheon, the Roman pantheon,
the
Egyptian pantheon.
I don't know any of this.
I'm impressed, James. That was really
there's
good.
The Norse mythology. Demeter is who it is for Greek, and Ceres for Rome.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
So,
I learned
which one were we doing, Bob?
I don't know.
Maybe all of them.
Maybe all.
A goddess of fertility day, so
yeah.
I don't know. Let's have something simple like Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, there you go.
I can dig into that. Mm-hmm. I know all about that. Sloppy Joe's. Was it who sang the song?
Sloppy Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Sloppy Joe's.
No idea what you're talking about.
Saturday Night Live, Chris Farley, Lunchroom Lady. Yeah.
Adam Sandler?
Yes.
Adam Sandler, yes. Thank you. Jeez, Julie and I couldn't think of it. Sloppy Sloppy Joe's. Backyard day today. Get in your backyard. Check it out.
Good day for that.
Yeah. Going to be a great day for that. Let's laugh day. Hey, there
every
we go.
Day.
Every
sure.
day. Let's laugh. You should laugh something at something
just
or someone.
It's good.
Something, no.
Not at someone.
Not at someone, sorry. Don't listen to that, kids.
With
don't,
someone, maybe?
Yeah.
With someone.
Yeah. Yes, that's better, James. Chocolate caramel day. All right. Can live with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Poultry day.
Okay.
You don't have chickens, do you, Julie?
Oh, no, I did.
That's like the old...
Of course, used to.
Of course you did, yeah. You didn't. You don't have them now, though.
No.
Okay.
My neighbors do, and they fly over into my yard and tempt fate with my dogs.
Mm. Oh, hey, no kidding. Big in town now, you know?
Yeah, they are.
Makes sense.
It's great.
A lot more people.
I love seeing
doing,
them around.
Doing the poultry.
Mm-hmm.
Oranges and lemons day.
Okay.
Not so much lemons. I like the oranges.
Lemons are good, though. Chicken,
yeah.
Fish.
Oh, yep. Tip of the cap, Certified Nurses Day.
Definitely.
Yes, for sure.
Working hard. If you fill out your bracket, March Mania, charitymedia.com, here's a little tip for you. With the madness and college basketball experts near and far sharing predictions, but have you thought about how to apply science, James and Julie, to the strategy?
Not going to matter.
You're correct.
Because chance is always a factor.
Well, yeah, or...
But they say, what was that, Julie?
I said because chance is always a factor.
You were away from the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
This better?
That's better. They say pick the final four first and work the bracket out. Never thought about that.
So you could go change it on March Mania right now.
You could.
You got until 10, I think.
10 this morning?
10 a.m.
Make your picks.
Test that theory.
Mm-hmm.
We got great.
Maybe I will.
We got great. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about that, too. We got great prizes from Kilpatrick Creations.
Nice prizes from Carhartt and North Face. And it's all on there if you go on the contest.
And our great sponsor, First Northern Bank.
First Northern Bank of Wyoming.
Yes, playing March Mania with us. Play it. Make sure you fill out the auction. We got auction. Today's the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Bidding ends tonight.
Yep, all right. Shortened it up this week.
Yes. So bidding ends tonight. SharedMedia.com. Books. Book lovers. Total number of books published in 2025. What do you think?
Total?
Total.
1,600,000.
Yeah. No. Total number of books published, 642,242. Now, those are books. Those are books published by the traditional way.
Oh, well.
Okay. Which means
not audio
paperback books. And yeah.
The number of self-published books.
Mm.
Basically, you can go to the printer and print your own book.
Right. Went through a publisher is the other way.
Right. You want to go through the, I think the publisher is the most esteemed way, but if you really want to get your book out there.
That's probably how they report it. And how they have
3.5 million.
Yeah.
3.5 million.
Oh, wow.
A lot of books. How many books do you think you guys read in a year?
Last year, I think I read. I have the number. I think it's like 15, 16, something like that last year.
Oh, mine's good. Probably half that.
Good for
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah. It just depends.
Yeah.
I
figured you
phases.
Would have read more than me, but yeah, I guess that's true. I kind of do the same thing.
How did we miss this? 7-ton asteroid. 6 feet diameter entered the atmosphere, Lake Erie Tuesday, and did it light the show and sky up 45,000 miles an hour, fragmenting 30 miles over Valley City, Ohio. This breakup released the energy equivalent of 250 tons of TNT.
Wow.
They said it created a pressure wave that broke windows, shook homes.
Wow. In Ohio?
This was Tuesday?
Yeah.
Ooh, now, I wonder if anybody caught it on camera.
There was I've seen a couple of iffy type, you know. There it is.
The thing was on. By. It was over Lake Erie.
Yeah,
it was over the water.
Was it over Lake Erie?
In that area, It did go over Lake Erie. But NASA and the Meteorological Society received thousands of reports from witnesses that said they saw it all the way up into Canada. Fragments from the fireball continued south and likely produced meteorites.
Wow.
Cool.
That's a biggie. 7-ton.
Yeah.
We didn't even know it.
45,000 miles an hour is what you said, too?
45,000 miles an hour.
Very fast.
How many times do you get this in your spam email, junk email, and you go, oh, hey, this is so-and-so from Africa, and I've got a billion.
My aunt was,
all the time.
Just died.
Life-changing payday for you.
Yeah.
You know, I've
I need
got
you to
30,
hold on this money for
I've
me.
Got $35 million. Can you hang on to this for me? Well, this guy got one of these. Not from Africa, though. He actually won. It was an Australian lottery. He won $35 million. They tried to contact him by phone, and then they finally kept sending emails to him, and he goes, oh, these emails are all fake, which you would normally think. And he took a chance because he said
they won't stop contacting me.
Yes. And which was good. The winning numbers even had a personal twist on it. He picked the Powerball number 14, and he said, I think I'm going to take a chance on this. And they said, finally, we've been trying to get a hold of you.
Wow.
This was here or in Australia?
In Australia. Mm. And he said, you won. And he goes, how much? It was a simple email million. Back. $35
million. Dang.
Then you'd go, this is a scam.
No, come
okay,
on.
You are lying.
Really?
Yeah.
Took a while.
Wow.
I know, right? Okay. Today, on the date book, Wyoming history. It was on this date, March 19th. 1959, 1,100 baby chicks arrived for Chicken of Tomorrow contest in Thermopolis. I like it.
Okay.
Chicken of tomorrow.
Chicken of tomorrow.
That's cute.
In fact, I think they're going to be at Shipton's this afternoon.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I think the baby chicks are going to be at Shipton's.
They're fun
to go see.
They are.
I don't get them, but...
I wonder if we can trace lineage of chickens around here back to...
Oh, I wonder.
Back to the 1100 that came from Thermopolis.
Yeah, the chicks of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Chicks of tomorrow. I love it. Now, 1921, Spotted Horse Post Office is established.
Okay.
Just down the road, Spotted Horse.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The little...
My lighter.
The little building, I guess.
Yeah.
They established a post office there. That was in 1921. Spotted Horse was a Crow leader, and the junction is named for him.
Nice.
You did not know that.
I didn't know that.
I know. It's not very far down the road. So there you go.
Cool.
A little history. Ready for a little trivia today? Okay. Let's see. According to a survey, what percentage of people say they sing in the car?
95%.
80%.
Closer, James. 85%.
Yeah.
But 70% say they only do it when they're alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it depends on who's in there?
Yeah.
So if you don't really care about them, you'll sing anyway?
Yeah.
You can put up with my off-tune singing, right?
Exactly.
Okay, you have hundreds of channels, TV channels. How many do you actually watch?
5.
Is this on average?
Wow, that was quick.
I was thinking about my own watching
habits. What I'm saying. Yeah.
I'd say it's probably closer to 10.
15 is the answer.
Wow.
Okay. What was the bank manager's name, the secretary of the bank manager in the Beverly Hillbillies?
I never watched that show.
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys. Milburn Drysdale was the bank manager for the Beverly Hillbillies, and he had an assistant. What was her name? You guys aren't going to have a clue on this.
Mm-mm.
It was Jane Hathaway.
Okay.
There's people out there going, yeah, Bob, we knew that. Jane Hathaway. Okay, in the cartoon, Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
What color is Woodstock?
Yellow.
Very good. Exactly.
The bird, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yellow. By the end of the day today, Julie, James, you will have produced a quart of this.
Saliva.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Gross.
I was going to say urine.
Yeah.
Why did I have a feeling that
I knew that was wrong because earlier in the week in the show you were talking about 45 gallons per kidney being produced.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay. All right. Saliva is what it is today. 45. We're gonna produce a quart of it today. Hey, Fox News is on the way. James, Julie, have an awesome day today.
You too.
And we'll be back tomorrow for another edition of the morning show on your Friday. Another beautiful day. Enjoy 80 today. Your skin.